Welcome to the blogwithjesus.com podcast. I'm your creative power coach, Robert Welsh, coming to you from the Jesus Media Studios. Please hit that like button or let others know you're enjoying the podcast. On today's podcast, we're going to talk about how to become a visionary part three. So let's get started. In our first program, we talked about the power of a plan. In our second program, we talked about the power of thinking. And in this program, we're going to talk about the power of belief. Let's begin in Genesis chapter 11, verses 1 through 9. It states in the World English Bible, "The whole earth was of one language and of one speech. As they traveled east, they found a plain in the land of Sinar, and they lived there. They said to one another, 'Come, let's make bricks and burn them thoroughly.' They had brick for stone, and they used tar for mortar. They said, 'Come, let's build ourselves a city, a tower whose top reaches to the sky, and let's make a name for ourselves, lest we be scattered abroad on the surface of the whole earth.' Yahweh came down to see the city and tower which the children of men built. Yahweh said, 'Behold, they are one people, and they all have one language. And this is what they begin to do? Now nothing will be withheld from them which they intend to do. Come, let's go down and confuse their language, that they may not understand one another's speech.' So Yahweh scattered them abroad from there on the surface of all the earth. They stopped building the city, therefore its name was called Babel, because Yahweh confused the language of all the earth. From there Yahweh scattered them abroad on the surface of the whole earth." Now, the reason that God scattered them on the surface of the earth, that's another whole sermon. And we won't even talk about that in our next program. But I want to look at the verse where it says, "Now nothing will be withheld from them which they intend to do." And that's the power of belief. That's the power if you have a vision and that you believe in that vision. Nothing will be withheld from you which you intend to do. So remember, believe your vision and you will achieve your vision. Please share this podcast with others. We want to take them on this same faith journey. Now, I never like to close a program without giving you the opportunity to make Jesus the Lord of your life. Would you pray with me? Lord Jesus, I repent of my sins. Come into my heart. I make you my Savior and Lord. Friends, I believe if you prayed that prayer, you got born again. Please keep God first place in your life. He's going to take you places you never dreamed. This is Robert Welsh for blogwithjesus.com. Remember to believe the word, speak the word, and manifest a promise. I'll see you on the next podcast. Blessings.